Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Chambers, the go-to performance, wellbeing, and leadership consultant for Australia's largest companies. I'm here to help you get your head right. This week, we're talking about how to reward excellent behavior in your employees in ways that leave a lasting impact so they do more of it. Most leaders and entrepreneurs don't give enough positive feedback to their staff. And even when they do, the feedback doesn't always land with the team. In fact, leaders who give feedback in the wrong way can come across as annoying to staff because it demonstrates a lack of empathy and understanding. Different people have different ways of expressing and receiving appreciation. Each person has one or more primary love languages that speaks to them more than any other. These are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. Now, you might think that this concept only applies to romantic relationships, but these same principles really do apply to any kind of human interaction, including work relationships. If you want to give feedback effectively to your staff, you need to learn their love languages and speak them fluently. Once you know your team members' individual love languages, you can tailor your feedback to each person to ensure they feel valued and appreciated in their own unique way. This might seem like a lot of work, but it's easier than it might first seem, and the results are definitely worth it. So how can you provide feedback that really sticks? There's one simple thing that you can do right now. Ask your people what their love language is. You can do this in a casual or formal way. You can have a chat with them over lunch or coffee. You can send them a free online survey or a quiz. The point is to find out how they like to be recognized and rewarded for their work. Once you know their love language, you can start giving feedback in that language. For example, if their love language is words of affirmation, don't give them a coffee card. You can praise them verbally or in writing for their specific achievements and qualities. By giving feedback in the right language, you will make each of your staff feel more motivated, engaged, and loyal. If you want more tips on how to boost your performance, well-being, and leadership skills, check out my blog or join my mailing list over at drrichardchambers.com. Until next week, stay mindful.